IsraelScene.com. You're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And I'm Yoram.
So what do we have in store for today?
Steve, today I brought a program down from Jerusalem about an organization called Hand in Hand. Their headquarters is in Jerusalem. They seem to be a part of the Jerusalem Foundation. They're in the same building with the New Israel Fund, the Jerusalem Foundation, and Hand in Hand. All seem to share the same building. And I suspect that there's more than just coffee that they have in common. 1997, this organization founded the first Arab Jewish school in Jerusalem for elementary school children.
In the heart of Jerusalem?
The school now, one of the reasons I brought this down now is that they've just, are in the finishing touches on a brand new building on the southern edge of Jerusalem, between the Pot neighborhood and an Arab village. One of the unique elements in the school system, and there are now three schools in the system, is that every classroom has both an Arab and a Jewish teacher. Every school has both an Arab and a Jewish principal, so that more or less equal weight is given to the two languages and the two cultures. And one of the things that brought the school to my awareness, there are two things. One is that this new building is directly on my way every week when I travel from my house to the Talpiot neighborhood, and I've been seeing it over the years now developing. The building is getting more and more finished. There was a certain amount of conflict that it generated because the Pot neighborhood is sort of a lower middle class, lower class neighborhood. Mostly Jews from the Arab countries don't have positive attitudes towards the Arabs, but it also borders an Arab village. I mean, there was empty land there, and it wasn't high-priced land compared to the prices of most real estate in Jerusalem, and the school was built there. It's brand new. It's a very nicely designed building. And the other thing, that the idea of bringing this program down, was a documentary shown on Israel TV. The film is called Bridge in the Wadi. And it has to do with a relatively new Arab-Jewish school that was founded in the Wadi Ara area in an Arab village called Kfar Kana, which is just east of Hedera. The film was made during the school's first year. This is now the school's third year of operation. It was an interesting film, among other things. Within the context of the story that it told, of the beginnings of this endeavor, were the conflicts and the difficulties people had over certain specific issues, the Jews and the Arabs. And obviously parents send their children to these schools voluntarily. As the children develop friendships, there's, you know, visit each other in each other's homes, and there's a social flow that's not part of the usual Israeli experience, neither for Arabs nor for Jews. At first, there was a lot of questioning whether Jews would come to a school in an Arab village, and a lot of fear on the part of people that, you know, they were sending their children into the maw of the enemy, even though it's within the green line. So far, it seems to have worked. There are difficulties, there are challenges. People deal with them, and over time, they're succeeding in bringing up a small group of Jewish children who speak Arabic, Arab children who speak Hebrew at young ages, Jewish children who are familiar with the Arab religious and cultural customs, Arab children who are relatively intimately familiar with Jewish culture and customs. And the idea is that this will be a foundation for our being able to live here together. By parents in the Beersheba area, we'll bring a new school of this style to Beersheba in the next year or two. And it's a very unique undertaking for the Middle East, certainly for Israel. So we spoke with the program developer, Bob Fenton.
Let's listen in.
Okay, we're sitting here in the office of an organization called Hand in Hand. It's in a section of Jerusalem in which there's many shopping centers, slightly industrial. In the same building sits an organization called the Jerusalem Foundation. I think there's also the New Israel Fund sits in this building. It's a very subversive building of creative and unusual activities. Yad biyad, hand in hand, one of the, maybe it's the only work it does, has to do with something called, on the street, Arab Jewish School. And I would like, if possible, for you to explain what Yad Biyad does.
Okay, Yad Bayad, hand in hand, is actually a network of schools where Jews and Arabs learn together, study together on a daily basis, day after day, year after year, together in both Hebrew and Arabic. In our schools, we have teachers, two teachers in each class in the early grades, where each teacher speaks their own language, teaching the children both the normal curriculum of the Israeli school system and the curriculum, a special curriculum that we've developed over the years that encourages understanding between Jews and Arabs, understanding of different religions, different cultures, and acceptance of the other.
Now, there are schools in which there are Arab and Jewish children, regular public schools. The point of view of how the Yad Biyad schools differ from a normal public school that has both Arab and Jewish students.
Well, there are very few schools in Israel that have both Jewish and Arab students. Neighborhoods are not integrated, and the communities really live separately. And there's a separate school system within Israel for Jews, for Arabs, for the religious, and for the non-religious. Occasionally, you will find an Arab in a Jewish school, but you're talking about one, two, three, four out of a school of hundreds. So our schools are balanced in the number of Jews and Arabs within the school, and also balanced within the staff, the number of Arab staff and Jewish staff within the school. We look for an equality between the Jews and the Arabs, both numerically and in how they are related and the part they take in developing the school. We look for an equality in language, developing the language, both Hebrew and Arabic, because most Jews don't learn Arabic and don't know Arabic. And we also look for an understanding and work towards an understanding of each other's religions and cultures. And this also is something that isn't done within the regular school system.
I know there's an Arab-Jewish kindergarten at the YMCA and has been for many years. Is this an outgrowth of that, or is this a totally separate and different development?
Well, they've developed almost simultaneously. The Jewish-Arab kindergarten at the YMCA was the first Jewish-Arab kindergarten in Israel. We developed more of a ongoing grade school, which is now developing up towards high school, both here in Jerusalem. We've opened new schools throughout the country. We have a school in the Galilee, a school in an Arab village in the Wadi Ara area, a school in here in Jerusalem, and one in Beersheba, which we opened. All of the schools start and have started with kindergartens. As the children grow, we add first grades, second grades, and onward. We hope next year to open the first high school here in Jerusalem.
Is this initiative driven by parents, by citizens? Is it driven by your organization or some other nonprofit entity?
Well, it began with two parents, one Jewish and one Arab, who were looking for a framework both for their children and who understood they were involved in Arab-Jewish relations within Israel and understood that one of the biggest barriers between Jews and Arabs is the language. Jews don't understand Arabic. Arabs learn Hebrew, but there's no real meeting between Jews and Arabs until both the Jewish and the Arab people get into university. And then everyone's developed their own ideas and their own views, and the contact is really difficult. So we just decided, the parents decided that why don't we start at a young age? Why don't we teach our children together? Why don't we teach our children both the languages from kindergarten onward so that they have a common language? And what's been nice is that we see that the children come into this at an early age with no preconceptions. We find they're more open-minded than the adults and more open-minded than the parents and are developing a new direction and a new understanding on their own that I don't think we could have even dreamed of or could have built.
Is this supported in the regular educational budget of the Ministry of Education of the Government of Israel?
All of our schools are recognized by the Department of Education and receive funding from the Ministry of Education as any other school within Israel. We Our budgets are higher than other schools. We have a longer school day. We learn more during those days. We have more teachers so that we supplement those fundings with foundations, with individual contributions, with contributions of the parents. So the Ministry of Education covers about half of our budget, and the other half of our budget is supported by individuals and foundations from around the world.
Does the double adult presence in the school, two teachers, an Arab and an Arab-speaking and a Hebrew-speaking teacher, an Arab principal and a Hebrew-speaking principal, does it extend to things like a nurse, a social worker, other supplementary positions in a normal school?
Very few. Our school is not big enough to have a nurse within the school framework or a social worker within the school framework. Those are things that we sometimes have to hire on our own. And what we've started to do is we hire an individual, and they may be in English, Hebrew-speaking, or they may be in Arabic-speaking, depending on who they are. Once the children have developed within the system, they can cope with both languages.
And at what stage are the children who were in the first kindergarten, let's say, who have continued all the way through the system? How far has the system gone in terms of grades?
Next year they'll be in the ninth grade. So that's when our high school is beginning. So we've come quite a long way and seen quite a lot of developments. Over the years, we've also seen that more parents groups have organized and have been interested in developing such schools, and we work with those groups in Wadi Ara, in Be'er Sheva now, and these are being moved forward by other parents and other communities, and even local departments of education who are interested in seeing such a project develop.
Do you have a support system from the academic world that deals with people in the educational, people who are studying education, who are professional educators in an academic sense? Do you have some kind of a board of advisors or a board of governors or a board of directors that inputs into the system?
Yes. We have a board of directors who come from really an array of backgrounds, both education, both university, and also people from the business world, Jews and Arabs. The chairperson of our board is Majd Zoher, that is the chief financial officer of a building company here in Jerusalem. We have people from the university, from the School of Social Work, who are on our board, a former ambassador who sits on our board. And our programs have also been developed and followed since its beginning with research from the Education Department at Hebrew University, Dr. Svi Beckerman, who has been constantly doing research on the program, on the development of the children, on the development of the staff, and we always use that research in further developing and growing the organization and developing and growing the programs.
What challenges do you see as those that are coming up, and how do you understand dealing with them?
The challenges in developing the program as it grows is the biggest challenge is how we finance those programs, because the programs grow year in and year out, adding classes, and that's adding expenses. We're also getting larger demands from communities asking us to help begin schools like this. And we have one in the Western Galilee that has asked us for assistance. We've spoken with Tel Aviv Yafo, the city of Tel Aviv Yafo, who was interested in us beginning a school in that area, in the northern Tel Aviv Kfar Qasim area as well. And Be'er Sheva last year was in touch with us, which is why we started our school in Be'er Sheva this year with a local parents organization. So developing in growth is always a challenge for us, with the commitment of keeping the quality of the programs that we have today. We're also developing new curriculum, and in the future, I see that one of our roles will be developing curriculum that we'd like to see be used in the regular school system. In regular schools, we've developed a curriculum on teaching the three religions, Christianity, Judaism and Islam. We've worked with that in our schools for the last 2 years. Some of our teachers in the north have now been training other teachers in other communities there to use that curriculum in their classrooms to give the students a broader view of the people around them.
And do you have a program for the teachers to bring them into to some kind of headspace and some kind of an attitude or an approach to this educational system, which is usually not found in Israel?
We're constantly working with our teachers and training our teachers, looking at their feelings and their abilities to work together and helping them understand themselves and understand the other. I think the biggest change, I'll say in a lot of respects, the easiest piece is with the children. The children are the most accepting, the most open-minded, and we learn a lot from them. One of the more amazing aspects of the school is to see the changes that the staff undergo, how the staff begin to see and understand one another differently, how the staff deal with their own views and issues. We have a religious teacher in one of our schools, a Jewish religious teacher in one of our schools, who was an immigrant from America. She didn't know there were Arabs in Israel. Today, through working the school, she's worked in the school for 5 years. She's taken Arabic courses within our school. She speaks Arabic fairly fluently and has a different perspective of the world and the country. We've also seen how our Jewish and Arab teachers have bonded together and working together, worrying about each other. Last summer, with the war in Lebanon, they were calling each other. They were taking care of each other. They were worried about where bombs were falling and if everyone was all right, and crossing lines between Jewish and Arab relations.
One of the phenomena of the war last year that surprised and was of great concern to many people was that while Lebanese rockets and bombs were falling on Israeli Arab villages, the Arabs tended to blame the Jews for this whole event. Was there an encounter of that nature within the faculty or the community of the school?
What we found in our community during the war and after the war were many feelings of fear and concerns about what the other thought and what the other's views were. One of the things we had to do before beginning the school year was pull our staff together. And we did this on every level and found that if we just pulled the staff together and everyone shared their ideas and shared what they felt openly, that we could move forward from there. As always is the case, or as often is the case, one's greatest fear becomes very small next to what they actually hear from the other person. And I think both the Jews were wondering, well, what are my Arab colleagues thinking? Where do they stand on these issues? And the Arabs were thinking, well, what are my Jewish friends and colleagues thinking? And once we sat down and began talking, it released and relieved a lot of these tensions that we had, and we were able to put things on the table and discuss them. One of our views in the school is we don't have to agree on everything. We can have different point of views. We have to be able to hear the other's point of view and understand the other's point of view, but we don't have to agree with the other.
As I said before, you share this building with the Jerusalem Foundation and I think the New Israel Fund. Are these organizations which help support this endeavor, and are there others?
The Jerusalem Foundation has helped supporting us with the school here in Jerusalem, building a new school campus here in Jerusalem, which will be a permanent home for Hand in Hand and guarantee the future and continuation of the school and this type of education. The New Israel Fund helped us in our beginning years, 9 years ago, to get going. And after we've gotten off the ground, they've moved on to developing other projects. We have a strong support and friends group in the United States. It's called Friends of Hand in Hand, and they can be contacted on the website, www.handinhandk12.org. And our Israeli Hebrew website is handinhand.org israelseen.il, so we can be reached any of those ways, and we'd be glad to hear from listeners.
Wonderful, thank you. Is there any other element in this process that you would like to share with us?
Well, I've been in Israel for 25 years, and I've been involved with Arab-Jewish relationships within Israel since coming to Israel. And I think we have to realize that there's an evolution, that things are changing, that people are changing and attitudes are changing. Hand in Hand really provides a picture of hope and provides a new direction and is opening new directions of living together and working together and learning together. And I think it's one of the most important developments here in Israel today.
The other things I'm curious about is would be the approach, the attitude, the philosophy of Hand in Hand in the various Arab Jewish schools to the idea of community service on the part of the Arab children when they graduate school. In other words, is there an educational process? The assumption is that the Jewish children will either go into the army or go into to do national service within their communities. And there is a debate about that quality or that work in terms of the Arab youngsters when they finish high school.
Well, actually, I became most keenly aware of that debate through your program and listening to your program on the radio, realizing that there were, I believe you quoted the number 500 Arabs working in national service throughout the country. And I think that's also a new development within this country. Our schools have been looking at not necessarily national service, but how do we continue our schools into the high school years, and how will we address the issues of army and national service? And one of the directions that we've been thinking about is developing a program where both our Jewish children and Arab children will do an extra year of national service. Part of our high school program will also focus very much on civil and civic responsibility and community involvement, so it would be a very natural outgrowth in that direction.